الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان ثم أتبعه ستا من شوال كان كصيام الدهر أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي Let's read the Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Respected elders and dear listeners, Alhamdulillah, the special guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we all witnessed. We all had the special guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that special guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was with us for an entire month. The month of Ramadan is a guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And normally, at our house, if we have got any guest, you know, generally there are two types of feelings. One is we are either very happy or sometimes we are not happy, unhappy. You know, if you get some guest at our house, we got two feelings. Sometimes a person is very happy, oh, a guest has come to my house. And sometimes a person is not that happy, oh, kahan se aa gaya ye. So, you know, Alhamdulillah, as Muslims, because of our iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, when the month of Ramadan came, we were so happy. We were excited. We were waiting for the month of Ramadan. We all welcomed the month of Ramadan. And we were so excited. And Alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, according to our capacity and the ability that we got from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we all worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some did more than others. So according to the tawfiq that we received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. You know, it comes in many ahadith that when the month of Ramadan starts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chains, closes down or locks up the shaitan. It comes in the hadith. And the doors of Jannah are opened. And the doors of Jannah are open. So from here we need to understand one thing, that for a believer, you know, we've got two enemies. One is the open enemy, that is shaitan. And the other enemy of us is our own nafs. Is our own nafs. Now when Ramadan has finished, you know, we will be able to differentiate between our enemies. I'll give you an example. You know, when Ramadan started, when it was Ramadan, you know, you would agree with me that many a times, you know, when we have got the intention of doing good a'mal, ibadat in the month of Ramadan, it was very easy for us. It was easy for us. For example, you know, if I had an intention, chalo, let me read my Quran. So it wasn't that difficult. It was easy for me to practice upon it, to carry out the intention that I had in the month of Ramadan. If I had the feeling, if I had the intention of going out and helping out the poor people, then when it was the month of Ramadan, it was easy for me to do that. If I had the intention of praying Qiyamul Layl at night, praying Tahajjud, it was easy for us in the month of Ramadan. Why? Because the shaitan was locked up. The shaitan was locked up. Now, when Ramadan has finished, you know, the shaitan is opened up again. But you know, we need to ask ourselves that when it was Ramadan, was it difficult for me to recite the Quran? If it was difficult for me in Ramadan as well to come for salah, to read the Quran, to do good a'mal, then there is a problem within my nafs. And there is a problem within my nafs. It's not the shaitan that is disturbing, it's the nafs that is, you know, taking me towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If in the month of Ramadan, you know, if we had intention of reading the Quran, but we feel lazy all the time, we did not read the Quran, then we need to think that there is some problem within my nafs. My nafs has become mischievous. My nafs is drawing me towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do you know, after Ramadan finishes, we need to take stock of ourselves. How did we pass our Ramadan? Were we still neglectful of the month of Ramadan? Did we still forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan? If that's the case, then we need to really be concerned and we need to really work within ourselves. We need to work for our nafs. That our nafs has become mischievous. Our nafs, you know, it comes in the hadith that when a person commits a sin, there is a black dot which is placed in his heart. And when he repents, that dot is taken away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes that dot out. But if he continuously commits a sin, he does not do tawbah, he is continuously disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a time will come that his heart will become black totally. It comes in the hadith. And when a person's heart is become, you know, has become black and has become dusted, then no good will affect his heart. No matter how much of advice you give him, will not affect his heart. Why? Because his heart has become rotten. His heart has become black. Now, how can we make that heart clean again? There is only one thing, and that is by connecting ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously, in the starting, it will be very, very difficult to bring us back on track. But that's how we become, we become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's how we clean ourselves. So Ramadan was there to take stock of ourselves. What did we do in the month of Ramadan? You know, if we are still the same, then you know, it's very, very dangerous for us. You know, like how in the last gathering as well, there was the hadith that we just mentioned, that it comes in the hadith that once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was climbing up the pulpit, was climbing up the stairs of his minbar, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said that may the curse of Allah be upon that person who witnessed the month of Ramadan and he did not make himself forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said Ameen on that dua. Just imagine, the dua is given by Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, best of angel. And the Ameen has been said by the best of all the prophets. Khayrul Bashar, Khayrul Anam, Khayrul Rusul. The best of all the prophets, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the one who is saying Ameen. So there is no doubt in the acceptance of this dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why, you know, Ramadan will come and go every year. Now we need to ponder over ourselves. How much have I changed in the month of Ramadan? You know, so when Ramadan comes, the scholars, they say, it should not be like, you know, just a pause. You know, when you play some recitation of the Quran, you pause it for a while and then you restart it again. So many a times, unfortunately, what happens is, you know, if we have got a bad habit before Ramadan, for example, Allah protect all of us, if someone has got the bad habit of listening to music, and when Ramadan comes, you know, unfortunately, many a times what happens is, you know, we just put a pause at it. And then when Ramadan finishes, you start it again. That should not be the case. That should not be the case. Many a times, you know, we've seen even at houses, for example, you know, if there is a TV which is used in a wrong purposes, we see wrong stuff on TV, for example. Many a times, we have seen it that they put some parda on it when Ramadan comes, and when Ramadan goes, the parda goes up again. So that should not be the case. Ramadan is there for us to make a practice for the next 11 months. That's how we should, you know, if in the month of Ramadan we were able to come to the masjid and recite Quran and read, perform our salah and do all the other ibadat, that shows that we are able to do all these things in the next 11 months as well. So it's a practice ground for us. It's an opportunity for us to charge our iman. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the month of Ramadan. So Ramadan is not just, you know, just one month and the month has finished and is gone. No, that should not be the case. So, you know, Ramadan has, we need to ponder and reflect over ourselves. How much have we changed? How much, you know, how much of our iman has become stronger in the month of Ramadan? You know, just imagine we keep fast, so long fast here we are keeping. We are staying away from food, drink, and all the carnal desires. We do all of that. And then when Ramadan finishes, you know, it's just like the same how we were before. That should not be the case. Yeah, so we need to reflect, ponder over ourselves, take stock. That's why there is a hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein he says, "Mutu qabla an tamutu, wa hasibu qabla an tuhasabu." The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that before you die, take stock of yourselves. Before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes your accounting and your reckoning on the day of Qiyamah, you do your own muhasabah. You do the muhasabah of yourselves. How much of iman has become, you know, how much of iman has become stronger within me? How much have I become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You know, that's why this life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, nobody knows, you know, whether we are going to witness the next Ramadan or not. You know, so many of our people who we knew, they were here with us in the previous Ramadan, but they were not here in this Ramadan that went. Who knows whether we are alive until next Ramadan? We have got no guarantee. I cannot give you the guarantee of the next second of my life. So we do not know if we are able to reach the next Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us long life with iman, siha and afiyah until next Ramadan. But we need to value whatever, you know, the opportunity that we have got. We can't leave it for later on that, oh, we'll do it later on, that's fine. No, we can't leave it for later on. Life, you know, the moment of life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is very, very precious. Very precious. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there are two things, you know, which people take it for granted. Ni'matan maghbunun fihima kathirun minan nas, as-siha wal faragh. There are two ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, which normally people take it for granted. Do ni'matay aisi hain ke jisko insaan ne halke mein liye hue hain, insaan usse dhoka khata hai. Do ni'matay Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ki taraf se aisi hain jisse insaan dhoka khaya hua hai. Ek ni'mat sihhat ki, Allah نے یہ صحت دی ہے تو انسان یہ سوچتا ہے کہ یہ صحت ہمیشہ میرے پاس رہے گی جبکہ ایسا نہیں بہت جلد ایک ایسا دن آنے والا ہے کہ یہ صحت پھر بڑھاپے کی وجہ سے اور کئی ساری بیماریوں میں اس کے اندر مبتلا ہو جائے گا تو صحت ایک ایسی نعمت ہے جس میں انسان غافل میں پڑا ہوا ہے غفلت میں پڑا ہوا ہے اور دوسری نعمت فراغ فارغ اوقات اب اگر فارغ وقت ہے تو اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی کی عبادت کر لے پھر جب مشغلہ آئے گا پھر جب افسوس کرتے رہ جائے گا کہ کاش اس وقت میں نے کر لیا ہوتا. There are two ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which we take it for granted. One is siha, the health that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And the second is free time. You know, many a times we feel that, oh, let me become older and then I'll go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then I'll become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who knows, there are many of them we witness it with our own eyes that they leave this world in their infancy. There are many of them who leave this world in their young age. In their youth, they are leaving this world and going away. So we cannot give guarantee of our life that we are going to stay alive until then. So make the most of whatever the opportunity that we have got. You know, that's why there is a hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam When he says, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس. اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس. That value five things, take those as an opportunity before it's taken away, before it's overtaken by the other five conditions. اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس. پانچ چیزوں کو غنیمت سمجھو پانچ چیزوں سے پہلے. Number 1. شبابك قبل حرمك. اپنی جوانی کی قدر کرو بڑھاپے سے پہلے. جوانی کی قدر کرو بڑھاپے سے پہلے. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, seize the opportunity when you are young. Do the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before a time comes that you become old. And then when you become old, you feel like doing something but your body is not supporting you. The body is not supporting you. تو جوانی کی قدر کرو بڑھاپے سے پہلے. اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس شبابك قبل حرمك. Number 2, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, صحتك قبل سقمك. کہ اپنی صحت کو غنیمت سمجھو, اپنی صحت کو غنیمت سمجھو بیماری سے پہلے. اپنے صحت کو غنیمت سمجھو بیماری سے پہلے. بہت سی دفعہ ہم دیکھتے ہیں کہ ہم جب فٹ ہوتے ہیں, کوئی بیماری نہیں ہوتی بدن میں, تو ہم سب چیزوں کو لائٹلی لے لیتے ہیں, اور جب پھر کوئی بیماری لاحق ہو جاتی پھر افسوس کرتے رہ جاتے ہیں کہ وہ کتنی بڑی نعمت تھی. اسی لیے نعمتوں کا اندازہ اسی وقت ہوتا ہے جب وہ نعمت چھین لی جاتی ہے, جب وہ نعمت چھین لی جاتی ہے. اسی لیے ہمیں ہر وقت اللہ کی دی ہوئی نعمتوں پر شکریہ ادا کرتے رہنا چاہیے. ہر وقت اللہ کی نعمتوں پر شکریہ ادا کرتے رہنا. اللہ کی کتنی ساری نعمتیں, کتنی ساری, آپ اندازہ لگائیں. اگر ہم اللہ کی ایک نعمت کو سوچ کر کے ساری زندگی سجدے میں اس نعمت کی شکریہ ادا میں گزار دیں, تب بھی وہ کافی نہیں ہے, تب بھی کافی نہیں ہے. اتنی ساری اللہ کی دی ہوئی نعمتیں ہیں. تو صحت کو غنیمت سمجھو بیماری سے پہلے. نمبر 3, فراغك قبل شغلك. کہ اپنے فارغ اوقات کو غنیمت سمجھو مشغلے سے پہلے. مشغلے سے پہلے اپنے فارغ اوقات کو غنیمت سمجھو. Make the most out of the free time before you become busy. That's the number 3 that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said. Number 4, غناك قبل فقرك. Make the most out of the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you before it's taken away. جو مال اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی نے دیا ہے اس کو غنیمت سمجھو اس سے پہلے کہ وہ چھین لیا جائے, اس سے پہلے کہ وہ مال چھین لیا جائے. یعنی کیا مطلب؟ جو مال اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی نے دیا ہوا ہے اسے غلط کاموں میں استعمال نہ کرو, اس مال کو اللہ کی رضا کے لیے استعمال کرو, اس مال کو ان کاموں میں استعمال کرو جس کی اجازت اللہ نے دی ہے, اور اسراف سے بچاؤ, اور وہ راستے جس سے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی نے منع کیا ہے ان سے دور رہو. تو وَغِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِكَ. اور آخری چیز جناب نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمائی, وَحَيَاتَكَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ. کہ اپنی زندگی کو غنیمت سمجھو موت سے پہلے. اپنی زندگی کو غنیمت سمجھو موت سے پہلے. کہ یو نو دس لائف دا اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی ہیز گیون اس, یو نو میک دا موسٹ آؤٹ آف اٹ. You know, for example, if a person lost his wealth, he's got no health, he's got some issues in his body as well. But as long as he's living, he's got a chance still. As long as he is living, he's got a chance that he can become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can do tawbah, he can repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And, you know, he can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why, my brothers, you know, this life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, you know, it's very, very precious. We need to use it in a proper way. We need to use it in such a way that, you know, when we leave this world, when we are facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we get our book of deeds in our right hand. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَهِ إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَهِ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةٍ كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. You know, as for the one who will be given the book of deeds in their right hand, they'll call the people out of enjoyment. Hey, come and see my results. I've given the report in my right hand. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, enjoy the ni'mah of Jannah now. Now, after that day, there is no amal, there is no work whatsoever. Al-yawm, today is the day of amal. Al-yawma amalun wala hisab, waghadan hisabun wala amal. So today is the day of amal, today is the day of practicing, today is the day of working hard and getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a day will come when we are going to get our results in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared Jannah and Jahannam. There is no other place. You know, after a person leaves this world, there's only two places to go, Jannah or Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us all to Jannah. Aur Jannat ki ni'maton ka kya kehna, Jannat ki ni'maton, isiliye hadith paak mein aata hai, ke jis shakhs ko Jannat mein ek kode ke barabar jagah mil jaye, wo dunya wa mafiha se behtar hai. Ek kode ke barabar jagah. Ab kode ke andar to insaan so bhi nahi sakta. To uska matlab ye hai ke pehle jab sahaba ke daur mein ye hota tha ke jab koi namaz ke liye aage ho ya masjid mein aage aur wuzu karne jana ho to apna koda rakh kar ke wuzu karne jate the. To aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam isme ye ishara farma rahe hain ke kisi ko agar ek ja namaz ke barabar ek musalle ke barabar bhi agar jagah jannat mein mil jaye to wo duniya aur duniya ki sari cheezon se behtar hai. دنیا اور دنیا کی ساری چیزوں سے بہتر ہے. اس کی کیا وجہ ہے؟ اس کی وجہ یہ ہے کہ دنیا اور دنیا کی ساری چیزیں فانی ہیں, ایک نہ ایک دن ختم ہونے والی ہیں. آپ نے عالی شان محل بنا دیا لیکن ایک دن ایسا آنے والا ہے یا تو آپ اسے چھوڑ کر چلے جائے گے یا وہ آپ سے چھین لیا جائے گا. آپ نے گھر بنا لیا یا تو وہ گھر آپ سے چلا گیا, نقصان ہو گیا, یا یہ کہ آپ اس گھر کو چھوڑ کر چلے جائے گے. یہ دو میں سے ایک چیز ضرور ہونے والی ہے. دنیا میں کتنا ہی عالیشان گھر آپ بنا لے لیکن جنت کی نعمتیں باقی ہے, کبھی ختم ہونے والی نہیں. اسی لیے جنتی جب جنت میں چلے جائیں گے تو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی یہ اعلان فرمائیں گے کہ اب کوئی چیز ہے رہ گئی مانگو, اور کوئی چیز ہے تو مانگو, میں آپ کو وہ چیز عطا کروں گا. تو جنتی یہ کہیں گے آپ نے سب چیزیں دے دی, اب اور چیز کیا رہ گئی ہے؟ تو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی اس وقت دو چیزیں عطا فرمائیں گے. ایک یہ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی فرمائیں گے انی رضیت, آج میں یہ اعلان کر رہا ہوں کہ میں آپ سے راضی ہو گیا, کبھی ناراض نہیں ہوں گا. اور اس سے بڑھ کر اور چیز کیا ہو سکتی ہے؟ اسی لیے قرآن کریم میں اللہ تعالیٰ فرماتے ہیں وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ اکبر, اللہ کی رضا سب سے بڑی چیز ہے. اور اس کا اعلان اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ جنت کے اندر فرمائیں گے, اور اس کا اعلان اللہ تعالیٰ نے صحابہ کے لیے دنیا میں فرما دیا. تو پہلی چیز یہ ہے. اور دوسری چیز اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ہم سب کو اپنا دیدار عطا فرمائیں گے, ہم سب اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کو دیکھیں گے. آپ اندازہ لگائیں اس سے بڑھ کر اور کیا نعمت ہو سکتی ہے. جب جنتی اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کو دیکھیں گے تو ساری چیزیں بھول جائیں گے. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کا دیدار, اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ہم سب کو ان ساری جنت کی نعمتیں اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ہم سب کو عطا فرمائے, اور اس کے لیے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ہم سب کو محنت اور کام کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. آمین یا رب العالمین. وآخر دعوانا الحمدللہ.
اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ اشهد ان محمد رسول الله اشهد ان محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة الله اكبر الله اكبر لا اله الا illallah.